We've got a busy calendar ahead, as you're seeing here. Coming up this week, Thursday night, we'll be serving down at the shelter. Thank you for Antique Harmony. We'll have plenty of that. I've sent out emails for what your duties will be that night. And so thank you for those picking up food as well as those serving. Again, the 25th, which will be a Monday night, at the Calvary Community. And Friday, August 12th, our National Edition Ceremony with the History Farms. I'll get more information out there. As far as the 11 is the starting time on that. So then we have our second performance rehearsal at Loser Park. And then the Farm Progress Show, boom, coming up at the end of August, beginning of September. So lots of good things for us to get our name out there and get out in the community. So I'm excited about our opportunities here. So I'm not seeing any guests. Rich, we're glad to see you back. Manavet, we do have any renewals.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Come on, Mark, here tonight.
Okay.
It'll be 2 years. I'll have to give it that way.
Red and brown.
Oh, 5 years.
Yeah. That's
thanks.
Yeah, right?
Time flies.
Oh,
8 years. Bruce, 9 years. Jack Weber is renewed. He's got that 16 years.
He's not here, right there. There you go.
Greg Long is renewed, 26 years.
Randy, his husband.
He's floating down the river. Right now, clean up the river.
Barney Allman is 45 years.
Oh, man. 45?
Holy cow.
I lost that.
Barney is also an international quartet champion.
Yeah, he is.
Of the Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Seniors.
Gene Lutz will be 52 years.
Lutz.
And to top it off, get your hands warmed up for Vince for 53 years.
Whoa.
Congratulations to all. All right, so Lyle's here. We do have a new shipment of the polos. So if you need to...
This one. Okay. If you don't have one, see me. I have various sizes. Now, most of you have one, I think.
I was just going to ask, will that be the one for the naturalization and also the...
Yes.
So, Washington.
Please wash them. If anybody needs them, I've got sizes now from large all the way up to triple X or 4X or whatever.
Okay.
And so, just let me know.
Is
now,
that, is that for guys that want to share a shirt?
Yeah, they come with tent poles after.
Yeah.
These other shirts, we have talked about, or the board has mentioned something about possibly having everybody into a long sleeve black shirt with this logo on it.
Yeah.
I took one of my older shirts up and they went ahead and put the logo on it. That's what it would look like. We have 4 different companies to order shirts from. One of them is 100% cotton and the other ones are a cotton polyester blend. One of them, they don't have a sample, is a material very similar to this shirt, which I really like. That's really wrinkle-free, handles
well. My wife doesn't want to iron them.
That's my wife's the same way.
I don't want to iron them.
Easy care. Easy care.
My wife only uses an iron as a weapon.
These ones need socks.
Yeah, we could wear them with the tux, too, as well.
But they would also be worn without the jacket.
Yes.
It would be a kind of colder cold weather version of our casual outfit as well as concert wear, what we're thinking there.
You don't want us to take our tuck shirts and give them to you about the world as put on.
That is a possibility, I suppose, if we wanted to do that. I think we had talked about that here.
I want to recommend that we get them from one company because sometimes there's a difference in materials and there is a difference in colors. There's not just one black.
Yeah, I agree.
And under some lights, some light can look purple or some other shades higher.
And especially if you've had your shirts for a while.
Yeah. Well, see, look at this one's got kind of faded. I've had that quite a few years.
So if we got the long sleeves in this material, would it be a three button or a full button?
I'm not following you.
If you got this material in the long sleeve, would it be a pullover three button?
No, would it be a full button.
Be a full button even with that material.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So something to think about. No decisions have been made. These shirts are a little more expensive than the short sleeve shirts.
It's only money.
It's only money. That's right.
We'll discuss that and I'll get out to
the next board meeting.
We'll appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll discuss that and let you know more about that.
You know,
we are busy planning the Christmas show. Still waiting to hear from New Hope. Not trying to put too much pressure on them, but at the same time, they are still trying to deal with how to work with us and outside groups.
No, I see.
So hopefully we'll have a decision on that very soon. And in fact, we have our Harmony Central does want to join us.
Yeah.
So they will probably meet with them in the next couple weeks. And I think the 20th, we're looking at a date, Zoom meeting on that. Also, we'll have Tina Haas Finley. I don't know if you were at, I was at Yankee Doodle Pop. She sang there. And so you may have heard she's kind of a gospel, soul, jazz. So she wants to do. She's glad to. Brent reached out to her, and she's glad to assist us. And also, Jackie Schmelling also wants to join us again. So
she wants to sing with us.
She wants to sing. So
we're gonna have to figure out two different songs.
Two different songs.
Yeah, sing along with her.
Is she a bird?
Could be.
But some exciting things for the Christmas show coming up on that. We've got our first set of logos that Brett and I have looked at and have gotten back to Nicole, our graphic designer, and hopefully we can have those available little cards when we get to Calvin.
Yeah.
So just to get in a note. So, lots of good things, as I say, coming up. Anything else that we can think of right now? If not, 10 minutes, we'll see you back here. Was it 4-8?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I know Tori sent out an email about the chorus contest. Quartet, who won this quorum, they've been on the top five for quite a few years and finally hit that top deal. Midtown, which Mark Portino's son Anthony sings in, first year on international, they came in fifth.
Wow, unbelievable.
And they are a fabulous quartet, by the way. Just nice and wonderful. But it was a really, really tight contest. If you saw the score sheets, you can go on barbershop.org and you can find all the score sheets. But the choruses were real close.
I attached that email.
I'm sorry?
I attached the score sheet to the email.
Okay. I didn't look at that, so that's fine. But look at those scores, and they're, 94, 96, 98. I mean, they're not 98, but the choruses were really tall, real high scoring. So, Ambassadors came in second. So, we'll be competing again next year. And City from Nashville was the champion.
Yeah,
they did a parody on COVID and then somehow work in all the different choruses in their set. How they did that on a spur of the moment, I don't know, but they did it.
Click on the link that Tori had in his email and watch it. It's a hoot.
It's a hoot.
It's about 10 minutes. It's long. It'll have you a crack. That's good.
Steve Scott was a part of that group? In Nashville?
Could be. Yeah, probably was.
The collegiate winners got a 79 with When She Loves Me and another song I don't remember.
So, that was a good week. Got some good
And Tapestry, which is where Nate sings in, they were 34, their first year at International.
Yeah, Austin. Cyprus.
Austin is
Jonathan, 14. Tapestry.
They came in 14, and they six all were, well, Nate's still a first time member of our chorus, but Austin and Jonathan were our former members. And then Jeff Ahrens is the area vice president for the Central States for us.
Wow. I found your hand up there. I just was saying it last time. All right. Something to aspire to. Let's set some goals here. And let's do some great things. We've already had a great start this summer, as I said. Appreciate all your hard work week after week. And we've made some good progress and sound, and it was amazing. I saw one of the interviews. They had a local station interview. One of the it's a group from Sweden, and they asked, "How do you do this?" Oh, and they give them a little warm up. They said, "We concentrate on vowels and singing together." So it works.
Yeah, the Sweet Quartet was the next generation, the youth generation quartet camps.
That was great. Yeah, they were great.
Which they'll be in the big voice contest. And
yeah. All right. We'll see you next. Quick break.
Hey, break.
Stand.